I am giving fair warning that folks in Wyndham and the surrounding area should really pay attention this week because we will be without Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt for the next 2 weeks. Mr. Hoyt, are you with us this week?
Yes, and as you kind of predicted, spring was going to be here for Mr. Fink and myself. We're going to be robins by the Wyndham Path, and I think everyone can see that spring is on its way and a little mud season to get through, but it's on its way.
You said you saw robins at the path?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
And it wasn't Fink and I dressed up as robins.
Oh, no kidding. All right. Now, you got me there. Somehow, the last 2 years, Jay, he's finally got a sense of humor on the air here.
Well, it is spring after all. Something's got to change.
Well, I think what mostly happened is we were talking briefly before we went on the air, and Mr. Hoyt said, the sun is out. And I think he said that because he went to the play yesterday at Wyndham School, and they were singing about the sun will be out tomorrow or whatever. What's that song go?
That is, it's tomorrow.
The kids at Wyndham School did Annie, and you were there, Mr. Hoyt?
Yes, I was. It was a splendid show, a super show.
Well, I went Saturday, and what happened is Lula Anderson called us a month ago, right, Jay?
Yeah.
And told us about this thing with the members of the Seniors Golden Agers Club. They come there and have a nice lunch that the local restaurants provide all the stuff for. So I was ready to go on Thursday, and Lula, he didn't call me and tell me that it got changed to Saturday. I went up there Saturday, and there was a lot of people there, and the food was amazing, and I ran into the building principal there. I think his name is William Wood. And Christy Thorington was there, and everybody serving food and having a great time. It was really some event.
Yeah, there was a room full yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah?
And again, a great show. The kids did an outstanding show.
Can you sing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow? I'll give you the key.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
I really don't think so, Mike.
All right, well, we'll plot on without it. But I want to apologize to the kids and the director there, Annie Druello, I think her last name. I hope I pronounce it right. It's not a coincidence. She chose the show Annie, I guess. But I went and took a picture, and I got all the little orphans and the young lady who was playing Annie. Can't remember the girl's name right now, but no sense giving anybody's name. Then they'll think we're paying special attention. But the picture came out blurry, so I don't know whether to put it in the paper or not. What do you think, Hoyt?
I would maybe ask Chrissy Thornton if maybe she has a picture available and put one that people can really see.
Yeah,
what
this
like.
One was particularly nice because it had all the little orphans, and obviously this play was about orphans dreaming of a different tomorrow. And I had Annie in there with it. So anyway, I might put it in and just apologize for it because it is still a pretty good picture. But you see all these young kids, and they were so excited about it. And it's a good show, too. I mean, that's got a lot of famous music in it.
Yes.
You don't want to sing. Last chance.
The sun will come out.
Last chance. It's gone.
All right, so we have Mr. Hoyt. We talk to him before every Wyndham Town Board meeting. They have one Thursday night, 7 p.m. as usual. Any public hearings beforehand?
No, there isn't any public hearings this week.
So just routine stuff, anything that kind of sticks out?
It sticks out. I think we'll probably talk about the request from the police chief for his equipment for the cars.
Yeah, now what's this about?
The chief is proposing a CAD system. You plug it into the car. It's a computer, and the Greene County 911 Center can see actually where you are. You can do your reports on it, and it's the 21st century in a nutshell. And if we want a current agency to be able to communicate with other agencies and the 911 center, it's something we're going to have to move on.
So this is some kind of little gizmo you buy and you put it in the cars, and the chief has requested it.
Right, and there's current gizmos, as we'll use your terminology, in the car already, and these will replace those gizmos. So it's kind of a wash on what the monthly charge would be. It's just your initial install and the equipment that you have to purchase to bring the cars into, like I say, the 21st century.
Now, I assume this would help improve communications when you're out there in the middle of nowhere, too.
It also communicates with the Greene County fly cars and the ambulance systems that are tied into it as well. So if you're out on a call and you're like, oh, geez, is the fly car ever going to get here, or is my backup ever going to get here, you can look at a real-time screen and you can see where the other agencies are as well. It's pretty impressive. If you see one of the sheriff's cars in town, knock on the door and say, hey, can I take a look at that? And it's amazing on what's available.
Yeah, it's amazing, all right, when they write out tickets faster than you can say, hey, please don't write me a ticket, right?
Nobody's above the law.
It's certainly not me. They got computers in there that are better than my computer. Anyway, it's good for the town. It's good for the police force because, you know, back in the old days, one agency wouldn't necessarily know what the other one's doing, but hopefully that's not the case anymore.
The departments that work with each other are, like, all on the same page.
Now, I see down at the county, they gave some kind of proclamation or whatever to the 911 guys down there.
Guys and gals. And dispatchers.
There you go. So we'll be talking to John Farrell over the next couple weeks because April is that they'll get the award then, or it's some kind of special name for the month. But they do a heck of a job down there when you need them.
You make a call, they're very calm, collected. And as you're making a call, they're looking at certain screens. They're seeing, as I'm saying, about where ambulance departments are, police departments are, and then they'll have the ability to dispatch the right agency to your need while you're still on the phone call with them. It's just incredible.
What about the old days? Remember Broderick Crawford and Highway Patrol? Didn't they have radios? Couldn't they talk with everybody, or was it just within a few miles?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Jay, help me.
No.
Well, you know what you need to do after we get done talking? You go into your little network there and find Broderick Crawford, because his voice is embedded in my mind from when I was a kid watching that show on TV. And he always got the bad guy, one way or the other.
Okay.
Segwaying, the stuff with the police chief, has this been ordered? Is it being considered? How's it working?
It's being considered. The chief just gave the proposals to the board, and the board was going to take the last couple weeks to review them and decide which way we wanted to go, because the chief gave us two proposals. Mm-hmm. So one is quite a bit better than the other proposal, and financially there's not a ton of difference. So the board will have to make a decision.
Now, I believe Davey Amponte, who is the ambulance administrator, she spoke up in favor of these things, or at least praised them.
Right, because she uses them as a daily basis with the fly car.
So fly cars know where everybody is, and this is becoming the new wave where everybody knows where everybody is.
Correct.
All right. Speaking of ambulance, that seems to be the big news in town. You've been down there within the past 2 weeks since we last spoke?
Now, Mike, you know better than even ask that question.
I believe they have a dartboard down there with you on it called the Big Pest, because you're down there pretty much every day.
Yes, I haunt them every day. You got to stay on top of it.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with that, because it sends the message that we're not watching you guys, like trying to catch you. But you know what? We care, and we want to make sure it's done right.
Crews that are down there working are doing an extremely professional job. It looks very good.
So we got all the sheetrock up. Are they? What's the deal? Last time you were there?
Last time I was there, they were working in the headquarters room and sheetrocking that. The senior part is sheetrock. The apparatus garage is sheetrock. The decontamination, electrical room, all that is sheetrock. So they're moving right along. Outside fascias and trim and siding is probably about 80% right now. And garage doors should be here the first week of April.
Wow.
So it's going to start to look more like a garage instead of an ambulance center compared to just a construction site.
I'm hearing rumors that there will be a statue built of John Brust from Delaware Engineering if this thing actually does have substantial completion on June 8th, as he predicts. Is that a true rumor?
I don't know about the statue, but I'm pretty confident at this juncture to say we're going to hit that date.
Very cool. It's a big project in town, and what people may not remember is that it's also going to be home for the Golden Agers, who we mentioned earlier. They're already starting to ask about it, I believe, and the Patchworkers, too?
They've already asked to use it I think they're celebrating their 50th year this year, so they've asked to use the facility for that event, which, of course, they can use it.
Now, when you say they, you mean the Patchworkers?
Correct.
That's a good group. It's a bunch of folks get together, and that's what they do. They make quilts, and they're beautiful, and they raffle them off for local charities, and they have it at the school usually, but there would be a little more. It would be nice down there, wouldn't it?
It would be. That's kind of why we built the building, so that the community could use it.
Yeah, for sure. And the Golden Agers will love it. They have their annual craft show where they have a nice dinner and show all the crafts they've been working on over the years. So, and also now, the ambulance is in a state of evolution, so no one really knows. There could be a lot more activity there than there is now in the future.
It's highly likely it will be.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you folks were having in mind when you planned this thing, and now here it is. All right, so your meeting is Thursday night, 7 p.m. Popcorn and beverages and snacks will not be served, apparently, as usual. But the town board will be taking care of business. And the man who does the speaking for the town board, Thomas Hoyt, joins us every 2 weeks. Mr. Hoyt, thank you for the sun. And we gave you a last chance to sing, but this is actually, the sun will come out tomorrow. Just say tomorrow.
It's out today. It doesn't have to worry about tomorrow because it's out today.
All right, Mr. Hoyt. As always, we thank you for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.